USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Hurricane Dorian tops our news with the outer bands hitting the east coast of Florida after battering the Bahamas, where at least five people killed. One person, an 8-year-old boy, drowning in rising water. There is catastrophic damage to buildings, hotels, and homes in the Bahamas. The hurricane will head north to coastal counties in Georgia and the Carolinas. Georgia's governor, Republican Brian Kemp.
I would not take any chances with this one.
In Southern California, the recovery still underway in the water near Santa Cruz Island, where there's been a deadly boat fire, five crew members escaping, but more than 30 passengers did not. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The 75-foot commercial diving boat caught fire early Monday morning near Santa Cruz Island, California, trapping most of the victims below deck in their sleeping quarters.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Facebook under fire over how it's characterizing statements on a pro-life Facebook page. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The pro-life group Live Action is considering its legal options after one of the group's key statements was labeled false by a fact-checking organization that works with Facebook. Live Action President Lila Rose tells Fox News that two videos posted by her group that state that abortion is not medically necessary were rated false.
We have doctors, OBGYNs, board certified, who are also featured in our videos who are saying the exact same thing. In fact, thousands of doctors agree with Live Action, with me, that abortion is not a medical treatment. Of course, abortionists disagree. They say, we're doing medicine, we're practicing medicine. But abortion is not a medical treatment. You can deliver a baby early if need be in a high-risk pregnancy, but you don't target that baby's body for destruction to kill that child.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An update now on our top story, Hurricane Dorian. Edward Rappaport with the National Hurricane Center in Miami says parts of the southeast could see more than a foot of rain. This includes coastal counties in Georgia and coastal sections of South Carolina and North Carolina.
Expect a forecast from the forecast that the center will move roughly parallel to the coast, about 50 miles offshore. And if it does so, then tropical storm conditions will move all the way up the southeastern coast and possibly hurricane force winds as well.
That's Edward Rappaport with the National Hurricane Center, who will continue to keep us up to date. Former Defense Secretary James Mattis on the offense in his new book. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
After the recent release of his book, Call Sign, Learning to Lead, James Mad Dog Mattis, spelling it out on the book tour circuit, saying when his concrete solutions and strategic advice no longer resonated with the White House, it was time to resign. He also says many of the threats to American democracy are coming from within its own society.
Divisiveness inside this country is probably the biggest threat. The lack of respect, the lack of listening to one another and accepting that even people who disagree with us may be right once in a while.
Mattis there speaking on CBS this morning, also saying the decision to step down from the administration was his and his alone. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.